Chapter 13. Fiddler Hits the Roof. 10 hours aboard an Airbus is never a happy, fun experience, even in business class. By the time Mo feels the nose gear touch down on the center line of the runway, rattling the glasses up front in the galley, she's tired, with a bone-weary exhaustion that is only going to go away if she can find the time to crash for 12 straight hours on an oversprung hotel mattress. But. Mo hums tunelessly to herself as the Airbus taxis towards the terminal. What's he gotten himself into this time? She asks herself, a bright point of worry burning through the blanket of fatigue. Angleton wasn't remotely reassuring, and after that disturbing interview with Alan, she went and did some digging. Asked Milton, actually, the one-armed old security sergeant with the keys to the conservatory and the instrument store.
What's a big white one?
She repeated, refusing to take the first answer he offered, or to notice the prickling in her ears and the flush of blood to her cheeks until he set her straight.
Fuck. Nukes.
What the wily old bastard had been offering Alan, right under her nose, was a kamikaze insurance policy. The realization fills her with even more apprehension. Bob's got himself into something so dicey that Angleton thinks a destroyer full of SAS and SBS special forces isn't enough, and they may need to call in a Trident D-5 ballistic missile to nail whatever's been stirred up down there. That kind of overkill isn't on the menu, outside of a bad spy thriller. That or Case Nightmare Green, anyway. And Case Nightmare Green hasn't started yet. And even then, the real nasties probably won't arrive until at least 10 years after the Grand Alignment commences. They tend to oversleep. As soon as the seatbelt sign blinks off and the cabin crew announces that it's safe for passengers to leave their seats, Mo is up like a jack-in-the-box to haul down her overnight bag, wide-brimmed hat, and the battered violin case from the overhead locker. She clutches the instrument case protectively all the way to the baggage claim area and immigration queue, as if she's walking through a dangerous part of town and it's a gun. But when the customs officer gives her the hairy eyeball and asks her to open it, she smiles brightly and clicks back the locks to reveal a violin.
See? She says. It's an Eric Zahn special, wired with Hilbert space pickups. I don't think there's another one on this side of the Atlantic.
She's relying on his ignorance to let her through. Polished to the creamy gleam of old ivory, the electric violin nestles in its case like a Tommy gun. To all outward appearances, nothing but a musical instrument.
Just don't ask me to play it, she prays.
The custom officer nods, satisfied it's not an offensive weapon, and waves her on. Mo closes the case with false calm, nods her head, and locks the instrument back in.
If only you knew.
One airport concourse is much like any other. Mo tows her suitcase over to the exit, where taxis jostle for position opposite the curb. It smells hot and damp with a faint undertone of rotting seaweed. There are people everywhere, tourists in bright clothes, natives, business types. A woman in a suit brandishes a clipboard at her.
Hi, how would you like a free sample of eyeliner, ma'am?
Why the hell not?
Mo nods and accepts the sample. Smiles, idly rubs a smear of it on her wrist to check the colour, and moves on before the woman can deliver her sales spiel.
Okay, the hotel next. That'll do.
As she walks through the door, the St. Martin climate clamps down on her like a warm, wet blanket, coating her in sweat. Abruptly, she's grateful for the hat and the sundress wardrobe department insisted she wear. It's not her style at all, but her usual jeans and blouse would be.
Well, call me the Wicked Witch of the West and have done with it.
She fans herself with a hat as she walks over to the taxi queue.
What a mess.
Where to, ma'am?
Asks the taxi driver. He's pegged her for a tourist, probably American. He doesn't bother to get out and help her with the suitcase.
Maho Beach Hotel, if you don't mind.
She glances at him in the mirror. He's got crow's feet around prematurely aged eyes, hair the colour of damp newsprint.
Okay, €20.
Got it.
He starts the engine. Mo leans back and closes her eyes. She doesn't let her fingers stray from the violin case, but to a casual onlooker she could be snoozing off a case of jet lag. In fact, When she's not keeping a surreptitious eye open for tales, she's working her way down a checklist she's already committed to memory.
Let's see. Check in, phone home for a sit rep, confirm Alan's on site, then...
A guilty frisson.
Off the roadmap. Find Bob. If necessary, find this Ramona person. Make sure Bob's safe. Then, figure out how to get him disentangled before it sucks him in too deep.